Welcome back, friends. Yes, our generation is terribly fearful. It's terribly fearful of so many things, and I think in some ways rightly so, right? Some and lots of things seem so far out of our control, you know, so far out of, you know, Sarah and I, we go where no man dares to go before. So we're going to do this one. So I was watching today a interaction between Jordan Peterson and Elon Musk. And Elon talks about why he bought Twitter. And his son, and he has a dead name now, during the craziness of COVID, was tricked into signing paperwork to allow his son to transition. And you might think, my friends, here's Elon Musk, who is a brilliant man from all indications, a very wealthy man, because sometimes brilliance and wealth don't go together, but in his case, it sure does. He has access to all the information in the world. And this tragedy happened to him and his family. Right. And so when we can feel like we don't have control, or we, you know, things get away from us, and someone like an Elon Musk, that certainly happened. You know, mm-hmm. He's real clear. That's why he bought Twitter, because he's going to expose woke. And my friends, he has. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God he did that. But, you know, so the fear's natural or normal.
Right. Yeah, I think what's interesting is that, I'm going to take a slightly different take on it, is that we do have control of so very much.
Okay.
That instead of that, you know, I mean, we control everything, even from the point now, you know, that women want to buy their own children, and they want to, you know, use surrogates, and they want to be able to plot out their life, and they think that they can take a birth control pill and they can make it so that for 5 years they don't have children, and then mystically they want to be able to have the child, right? I mean, we have made everything controllable through nature, right? Or so we think, or through the manipulation of nature. And this remains the great unknown. And so I think that there is an element there where, I mean, and I am going to agree with your point, because really those things are mirages of control, right? They're not authentic control. You don't really have that control of life the way that you think that you do, but many people will promote it as though we do. And so consequently, because they think that they can control when the gate opens, they equally think that they should be able to control when the gate closes. But both of those two responses are so devoid of love, right? I mean, the buying your baby off of an internet, you know, using someone else's body to gestate the baby, it's all transactional. And the same thing would be true of these people who are the right to dyers, right? That I pick out my pod and, you know, I just saw this horrible thing that there's some place in, you know, probably one of the Scandinavian countries now that have these death pods. I don't know if you've seen them, but they literally are Kevorkian machines, is what we would have seen them. But, you know, they make them look all space agey and comfortable looking. And the proposal is that they're going to allow poor people to be able to access them for like €9. So that's the transactional value now of your life, right? So they seem to have created for themselves an ability to be gatekeepers, right? To control the portal that opens life and to close the portal that leads to death, as it were. But I think that fundamentally, the human person knows that that's a lie. And so although they have the appearance of control, the fear comes from the fact that they know, in fact, that they don't, if that makes sense. You know, because like you were saying with Elon Musk, you know, so much of everything that he has ever done, he has believed that he has been the sole and primary cause of all of those things. And then suddenly to find himself duped by someone, surely even that he's going to think is inferior to himself, or less brilliant, shall we say, or less monetized, must have been a great shock. And one can only hope that that tipping point for him becomes an entry for grace. Because up until this moment, he's never thought that he needed it.
Oh, I think so. I mean, so of course we're involved with natural womanhood in that issue, and that was another moment of shock that he didn't realize all the, because you mentioned birth control a little earlier, he didn't realize all the many effects that had. So it's like,
I know how it can be so, right. How wise and stupid, or how intelligent and stupid you can still be, right? I mean, yeah. Oftentimes I think that's that goes back to the truth, the Platonic truth, where, you know, Plato was given from the great oracle of Delphi, you know, that he was the wisest of men. And so he asked everyone, they're trying to find out how could that be, because he knew his own station. And really, it just comes down to the fact that most people with any intelligence, because they're blessed with wisdom in one area, assume themselves to be wise everywhere. And, you know, Plato, Socrates just understood that he knew nothing. And that's what made him smart, right? I mean, and that's part of the problem, right? And really, you can see in his approach to learning is always as a student, always as a questioner, always as a disciple. Whereas many of these other people, like Elon Musk, right, present themselves as masters of their industry, in which, you know, I mean, I'm not going to dispute that they necessarily are, but there's a lack of humility there. And where there's a lack of humility, or if you want to say where pride exists, grace cannot enter. So in this instance with us as Catholics, I think that at least our formation has been such that we may be prideful, but we recognize and we've been instructed that pride goes before the fall, right? And maybe we commit sins, but we always know that we have recourse to the grace of confession, right? So we are in a blessed place. So when a book like this on the art of dying comes out, the only place where you're going to be able to find a book that is going to be able to really touch the human soul is from an institution that both recognizes that man does have a tendency toward pride, a tendency toward fear, a tendency away from grace, but that the church itself has a remedy for those things that can, and a person who is willing to submit gently to that instruction, right, to be that disciple, to be that student, really is going to be able to find, I believe, an opportunity to live fully, right, to live well, so that they can die well.
That's exactly right. So let's pick up in the next episode about who is Brother Columba Thomas. Till then, my friends, be dace, Rachel.